This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with you. More than 67 million American adults have high blood pressure, and only about half of them have their condition under control. We'll hear with more on this and what we can do about it is Dr. Apoorv Khanna, Associate Professor of Medicine at Upstate Medical University and the Upstate Medical University Complex Hypertension Program Director. Welcome, Dr. Khanna. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Linda.
So high blood pressure or hypertension is a real problem with real medical consequences. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. And in fact, you mentioned in your introduction that there are around 67 million Americans with high blood pressure. In fact, the last estimate is that this number may be higher even than 75 million. And as you said, around half of, approximately half or a little more of these patients don't have their blood pressure well controlled. And they and overall, you know, society then goes on to see what problems happen when blood pressure is not well controlled, like heart problems, strokes, kidney failure. So that is why high blood pressure is very important to treat.
And is it that most people are unaware of the problem, or are they just unwilling to perhaps do the necessary steps that are
involved? Think it is a combination perhaps of both. In the sense that unless high blood pressure has already caused damage to the heart, to the kidney, caused a stroke, there is no real way for somebody to tell if they have high blood pressure. So that's one. Second is that obviously this is a condition which needs treatment in most patients for their entire lifetime from when they're diagnosed. And, you know, I would say, even for myself, I would say, you know, if I have to follow an exercise regimen, follow a treatment plan for the rest of my life, that's a difficult thing to do. And then I think also there are maybe some other causes which are causing the blood pressure not to be well controlled, which people may not be aware of, and hopefully we can help them.
Just help us understand, when we say hypertension or high blood pressure, what exactly is happening in the body?
So what high blood pressure or hypertension is that we measure, and you probably, a lot of our listeners have had their blood pressure checked. So what that does is that we are checking essentially the pressure with which blood is being pushed through the circulation. And when we measure this, there will be two numbers that we measure. One, which is the top number, also called the systolic, and the bottom number, which is called the diastolic. And if we see that, and this is very important, if we see that on a consistent basis, the top number is over 140 or the bottom number is over 90, then we say that somebody has high blood pressure or hypertension.
And is it because the heart is doing this, or some kind of stoppage or closing down of the circulatory system?
So a lot of it is, the main thing I would say is that there is, as people get older, there is stiffening of the blood vessels, of the circulation. So as the blood vessels become less elastic, blood pressure or the pressure in the circulation tends to go up.
So it doesn't necessarily reflect a problem with the heart at that point?
No, I would say that more so than looking as the heart as the cause, I think high blood pressure has some very important consequences for the heart.
So who, you mentioned people as they get older, generally who's most at risk for this? Does it run in families, for example, or is it, how would you even know that you might be someone who could be at risk for high blood pressure?
Absolutely. So it certainly runs in families, but the other thing I would like to point out is that pretty much anyone over the age of 60, 65 is at risk and goes on to develop high blood pressure. But there are certain groups in the population who are more predisposed to having high blood pressure, such as African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Native Americans, and then obviously people who are overweight, and people who may be more sedentary, who are not exercising or unable to exercise regularly. And then, of course, it's related to the diet, too.
Have we seen an increase in hypertension in this country?
Yes. And I would. What we also know is that high blood pressure or hypertension is the most common diagnosis overall with which people go and are seen within the healthcare system. And we have also seen that recently people are there are more and more visits to the emergency room to get treatment for this condition.
So it's not something they may have known all along they have, but some kind of a crisis, maybe a massive headache or some kind of pain, will bring them to the emergency room, and then they discover that they are suffering from high blood pressure.
Yes. So it could be that when the blood pressure is very high, people could have chest pain, or they could have a very severe headache. They may notice that there is some blurring of their vision, and those would be things that would bring people in.
Why do you think it's gone up in this country? Does it have to do with the increase in obesity in this country and factors like that?
I think that is most likely what is, the most important cause. That is, as people are gaining weight and overall as a country, obesity is rising in America. That would be one cause. And then I think additionally, people are becoming, well, a lot of people do exercise regularly, but there are people who are getting to be very sedentary. And it's also related to diet, to the use of fast food, use of canned food. Those kind of things will also lead to an increase.
I want to talk more about that kind of thing in just a minute. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Dr. Apoorv Khanna, and we're talking about hypertension, its dangers, and what can be done about it. So if people come to an emergency room in a crisis, while they can care for you at that moment in time and perhaps avert some more serious event, that's not really sufficient when it comes to treatment over time. Explain that.
Yes. So what needs to be understood that when we're treating high blood pressure in the emergency room, in fact, that I would say applies to any medical condition. At that point, the goal of treatment is just to make the patient stable. It's not so much at that point to go into the cause and to control it over a long period of time. So I think high blood pressure can really only be managed by regular office visits to the patient's doctor.
Hence what you said before, there needs to be a commitment to seeing a health professional on a regular basis, to checking your blood pressure. If there's any suspicion that you might have this or if you've been diagnosed with it, it's important that it be monitored in a regular way. And then tell us about the kinds of treatments. What are the kinds of, is medication mostly the source of treatment or dietary? You've been alluding to that. Tell us about
that. Yes. So when we say high blood pressure is a number, the top number over 140 and a bottom over 90, there are those patients in whom diet and exercise just by itself can help if followed by the patient. And those would be individuals who have relatively mild hypertension. By that, we mean in patients in whom the top number is under 160 and the bottom number is under 100. Now, if we see somebody whose numbers are higher than that, I wouldn't say that diet and exercise is not important. It is very important. But what we know is that these patients will need medications in addition to all these lifestyle changes to control blood pressure.
So the key is to know your numbers, obviously, to be checked on a regular basis, and if necessary, take your medication. How about the dietary issues? How important is salt or your salt intake?
So salt, I would say, is the most important factor in our diet. Now,
in terms of making your blood pressure worse.
Yes. So the more the salt in the diet, the more likely you are to have high blood pressure. Now, we would have all, you know, maybe heard it on the radio, seen it on TV, a mention of a low salt diet, and at places it will say less than 2 grams of sodium. But I think sometimes that's difficult for people to understand how much does that mean. So what I would, the best estimate of that is that the amount of salt that a person eats in one day in all their foods and table salt and however should not be more than 1 teaspoon of salt.
Wow.
So that is approximately what we would say is the upper limit. And on an average, Americans consume maybe 2 to 3 times as much salt.
Yes. But with hypertension, that's really important. And that's a good visual to think of a teaspoon of salt.
Yes.
But I think there's a lot of hidden salt that people don't realize. I mean, it was striking to me recently when someone pointed out that just a simple loaf of bread or slices of bread when you go to a restaurant have an enormous amount of salt, but you don't even taste it.
Yes. So the obviously, when people eat out, there is, you know, it's very difficult to control the salt in their food. So as you said, things like bread will have salt, but also there are things like, and as I said, high blood pressure is found more so in as people get older. And those may be the people who are more dependent on prepared foods, who may be eating more canned food, more soup. So as people get older and for these reasons start using prepared food, their salt intake also goes up.
So it really has to be monitored. And
Absolutely.
That's where important contact with a health professional and perhaps even a dietitian
Yes.
plays a very important role. I don't want to run out of time. There are some people who is very hard to control their blood pressure. You have a whole clinic and a department that takes a look at that. What seems to help those people?
So what we have to understand is that there are some things in the diet. There could be over-the-counter pain medications, which could be increasing somebody's blood pressure. Somebody may be regularly using decongestants. People, because of being overweight, may have sleep apnea, which is a cause of difficult to control high blood pressure. And then we can help them in finding out if somebody has underlying kidney disease, has underlying hormonal issues, which are the two most common causes of difficult to control high blood pressure, which can really only be found by investigation from a doctor, not so much that people can manage in their diet.
So in a sense, your specialty area in the specialty clinic serves those people who really have trouble controlling their high blood pressure.
Yes. So we see patients who are, say, what we say, resistant high blood pressure or are on 3 or more medications. And when their blood pressure is still not controlled, they are referred to us by their family doctors, by the heart doctors, by the kidney specialist, and we help them in controlling it.
Well, I want to thank you. That was very, very helpful, a very nice overview of the whole problem. And let's hope our listeners will take that advice in terms of getting in touch with their own physicians, keeping in touch and track of their numbers and their diet and exercise as well. Thanks so much for coming in. My guest has been Dr. Apoorv Khanna. He's Associate Professor of Medicine and the Director of the Complex Hypertension Program at Upstate Medical University. Once again, thanks. I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.